Robert, what are some of the techniques to induce the dream state?
Well, let's see. Give yourself a juicy intention if you're going to approach the sleep dream state. But as we discussed, dreaming isn't just about sleeping. So if you want to learn to access the dream state consciously, it starts with intention. I mean, to make a journey into conscious dreaming, you basically need three things. You need an intention that is interesting to you. Mm-hmm. Second, you need a portal. What I mean by portal, you need an image. You need preferably a visual image, a sensory image. You could picture yourself being back on that favorite beach. It can come from your waking life, or it can be a dream that has some magnetism for you, a dream that you'd like to explore because you ran away from something, you need to go beyond fear, or because you want more information, or because you want to talk to your dead grandmother, or because you want to use your dream as a portal into multidimensional reality. So the second thing is the portal, a visual image. You could use a picture. You could use a tarot card, but you need a visual image. The third thing is you need a focusing and fueling system. What does that mean? It means, first of all, screen out external distractions. Secondly, give yourself something that will get you moving. I mean, in the workshops, we use shamanic drumming. It's not concert music. It's simple, regular drumming. It works amazingly well for 90% of rational Westerners who've never experienced it. I've made a drumming CD that people can get if they want to give it a try without coming to a workshop. Maybe music works for you, but you want something that will help your mind to screen out distraction. You don't need something complicated. I mean, a regular, simple drumming rhythm will do it well. So those are the three key things. I mean, think about those things, and you're on your way to becoming a conscious or active dreamer. For many of us, the most satisfactory portal for experiments is going to be either a dream that has some magnetism or an agreement to meet somebody that we like and have a connection with in the dreaming. So we're once again talking about shared dreaming. You have a friend, you have somebody you're connected with, you love each other, you're attracted to each other, you want to go on explorations together, make a date with that person to meet them in dreaming. You can do it overnight, but again, we're talking about conscious dreaming. You can embark quite consciously. I do this with many friends of mine, and we're not talking in this case about romantic or sexual dates. You right. can do that too, and if you're a grown adult, you have permission, that's okay, no problem with that. But I'm talking about shared assignments, assignations with people with whom you have something you want to study. I did it once with a musician. She wanted information on songs she hadn't written yet. She wanted to know if I could take her to a place where she would get inspiration. We journeyed together to a music school in the astral realm of the moon. I'm not kidding. We used a line from one of her songs. She went to a music school. She got voice exercises. She met some singer-songwriters she admires, and she came back with the words and the lyrics to two songs she had not recorded yet, and the publishing information on the publisher who produced her music CD. This is the kind of stuff you can do.
Fantastic. Okay, back to the phones we go. Drew in Phoenix, west of the Rockies. Hi, Drew.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, Drew.
Ross, I had a question for you. Have you ever heard of binaural beats or binaural beats?
Yeah, it rings a distant bell, but you're now talking about a form of rhythm, a form of sonic driving that is meant to maybe harmonize both hemispheres of the brain. Is that the kind of thing you're talking about?
Yeah, it's basically two frequencies that are right. just off just enough, usually no more than 30 hertz, because then your ear can differentiate the two frequencies.
Yeah.
But then if they're close enough, your brain can't differentiate, so it creates kind of like a harmonic in between, and you can pick that up. Do you know if that would also help induce part of
it? It might. I mean, once again, try it and see. I mean, I'm in favor of experimenting, seeing what works for you. I haven't experimented with that personally, though I'd like to know more. Perhaps I should know more about it on behalf of other people, because as you gather, I'm someone who's simply always been able to do this. And I also find with my groups that the simple drumming, the simple frame drumming, works super effectively. So we haven't, and I have the audio CD for the drumming, so I haven't personally experimented with it. I'm familiar with a number of institutes and organizations that produce this kind of thing on recording and do trainings that are using it. And I've heard mixed reports. I mean, some good, I don't mean bad reports. I mean, some reports are good and some reports reflect limited results. So, I mean, I'm open to it if it works for you. Let's put it that way.
Can someone enter someone's dream state, though?
Yes, they can. I mean,
on their own without the other person knowing it.
Yes. I mean, let's be clear about this. I mean, although Inception is science fiction, and the techniques used in Inception are most definitely fiction, the possibility of psychic intrusion, that's the word. We're not talking about shared dreaming now. We're talking about psychic intrusion or psychic invasion, is something that most human cultures have taken very seriously and been concerned about. I teach people psychic defense. I don't think that everything that goes on in astral or dream reality is sweetness and light, just as not everything that goes on this planet is sweetness and light. You can regard everything as a learning experience, but goodness, for goodness sake, you don't have to go through everything in order to have a learning experience. And there are intrusions. I mean, the sort of thing that I run into all the time in counseling people, in workshops, I don't do private counseling anymore, is for example, you've split up with your ex, and maybe your ex is an angry guy who really is jealous and horrible, and he's coming psychically into your space. He may not know what he's doing. He might just be doing it in his dream body, and he's invading you and molesting you in your bed overnight. You'd be surprised, perhaps not surprised, by how many people have this kind of experience. How is that possible? It's possible, George, because we travel outside the body in an energy body, maybe a succession of energy bodies of varying subtlety, and we get around to them and we can enter each other's space, and if there is a connection between us and we are not protected, an intrusion or an entry can take place, and that is not okay. So one of the things we need to learn for our sanity and our psychic wholeness is how to establish good boundaries and how to keep out what we do not want. Is it possible that people could enter our space with agendas beyond, you know, personal jealousy and sexual passion? Yes. I mean, the ancient Greeks were terrified of the people they called the Oneiropompi, which means the dream senders. They credited the magicians of Egypt with particular power of getting into the mind and doing the planting or the inception, although I don't want to use that word because I don't like the movie, implanting in the mind false thoughts. So this is a technique that has been used by the dark side since forever, and we don't want to be naive about it. We don't want to tolerate it. We want to learn to establish good psychic boundaries, not just poo-poo this stuff.